Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at a table in place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Jesus at the table of the Pharisees' invitation. He observed some people want to sit the prominent place. Then he teach them to get a lower place. Of course, this is not teaching us to get a better place in order to get a lower place first. But he just teach us always be humble, always ready to listen, always to serve. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. So, the teacher Jesus is humility. He is humble. Jesus, his heart is humble. He will never yearn for the praising for the people. Whatever he always doing is for the better, greater glory of God only, nothing else. Even these people despise him, he take it easily. He have no idea of revenge. So we have to learn to be humble. At times it's not easy because the ego is quite strong. Many times what I'm saying, people are not listening, we will be angry. But first, learn from Jesus. To have an open heart, always ready to forgive, always ready to bless. That's how we can keep our peace. Sometimes at times to tempt us to be angry because we are not treated well. So, be humble means whatever God announced, let it be an offer to the Lord. Whatever happened in our life, just to be aware, Jesus accompanying us. What would Jesus do in this situation? Will he revenge or just offer? I think Jesus offering all his suffering for the sake of humanity. I think Jesus also invites us to share some part of this suffering together with his for the conversion of people. So let us pray for one another today, every moment. Try to listen with heart. Try to do things with heart. Just always remember, seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given.